Double killing. The station was a bustle of activity. Detective Anderson was already in his office arguing with an authoritative black man, and a few of the other detectives stopped and checked Damien's ID before continuing with whatever they were doing. He was forced to stand by the evidence board while he waited for Anderson. Another officer, Caroline Hertz, if he remembered correctly, brought him a cup of coffee, and they went over the evidence again, bringing her up to speed. Damien finally found the nerve to ask, "Who is that with Anderson?" "Chief Gerard Haskin," Officer Hertz replied. "He isn't happy you were brought in on this case. Anderson's in there fighting for you. I'd save him a cup of coffee if I were you. He's been arguing since he came in half an hour ago." Damien watched as the chief gave in and left the office, scowling as he passed him. Damien stepped in through the open door and, seeing the spent detective sprawled in his chair, passed over the coffee. Anderson picked up the cup and downed the lukewarm coffee, but barely had time to open his mouth to thank Damien before a uniformed officer knocked on the door and passing over a file. Reading the file, Anderson spoke, "Lab results are back. Potassium cyanide placed in the food. He was dead in minutes. He would have collapsed by the pickup station in the restaurant. It must have been a powerful dose because it normally kills slowly. But apparently this old-school poison was the cause." "Yes, because he would have had time to do something about it otherwise." Damien followed. "Symptoms normally include general weakness, confusion, bizarre behavior, excessive sleepiness." "Whoa, save the list, rookie," interrupted Anderson. "You're not in the classroom now. We get what you're saying. Someone would have noticed. Unless he sat down through most of the symptoms and only at the final stages got up to escape." Damien added, slightly embarrassed. Anderson nodded, "Sure. His symptoms may have started before he even came into the restaurant, which means someone outside killed him then sent him to kill Rogers. We can't rule out the staff, but I think it makes much more sense that someone killed him before he came to the restaurant. Maybe even with his knowledge, sent him on a suicide run. His name was Rogers. Mean anything to you?" "No. I'll go down and get Dr. DeBru to check on the time frame. Unless she already has," Damien said as Anderson picked up another report. In the morgue, Dr. DeBru was checking the body of another man who was brought in last night. Damien recoiled as he saw that she was almost elbow deep in the man's stomach. As much as he had seen of surgery and body preparation, he had never gotten used to it, seeing the dead all opened up and bare. His mind would never allow him to treat it as normal. He could just about switch it off in the field, not ideal for a pure forensic investigator, but that had never been his plan. He had planned on joining the police as a constable, do the mandatory 2 years in uniform, and then take the detective's exam. At least that had become the end goal. "What can I do for you, Mr. Moore?" DeBru said as she took her bloody hands out of the corpse and washed them. "Anderson and I had a thought. Have you checked the duration that the potassium cyanide was in the victim's system?" Damien asked, trying not to sound too much like a smartass. "Yes, the results should be here somewhere." Looking over her desk, she pulled out the file. "I did attach this to the document I sent up. The cyanide was in his system 3 hours before his death. That's before he could have entered the restaurant." Damien took the document and returned to Anderson's office, shutting the door behind him as he entered. "The cyanide was in his system 3 hours before he died, and this was in the file we received. Why didn't we get it?" Anderson looked through the file again and found nothing. "Some of Roger's compatriots must be in this station, probably trying to slow the investigation down while they hide themselves from scrutiny. I want you to go to Chief Haskin and tell him about this. I'll see if I can find the officer who brought up the file. Chief Haskins' office was a floor up from the detective's. A middle-aged secretary sat outside. The chief was inside on the phone. For a brief moment, the secretary looked him over, closely scrutinizing the ID before she motioned him to go inside and return to her typing. The chief pointed to the nearby chair and toned down his voice to the person on the phone. Damien looked around the drab office. The furniture was typical for a government building. Brown cushions and chipped black legs. The desk looked like plywood, and it was unlikely the window was double glazed. The chief had done his best to personalize the office, placing family pictures and trophies about the room. His chair was leather and almost certainly brought from home. The chief was clearly a man who valued his comfort and was proud of his past. Finally, Haskin put the phone down. "What can I do for you, Mr. Morin?" "I'm very busy, and we don't have time for babysitting students," Damien responded quickly. "We received the lab report, but an important document was removed before it got to Anderson's office. He's chasing down the courier now. We thought you needed to know." Haskin sat for a moment. "Maybe you're not the problem after all," he muttered before turning to Damien. "Tell Anderson to follow this wherever it leads. I will not have corruption in the station." "Dismissed, Mr. Morin."